going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
3-1. And it's a broken bat roller to short. Lindor is up with it, throws to first. Ball game's over, and the Mets win the series as they've taken the first two. 5-1. The Mets beat the Phils tonight in the middle game of the series.
Not a great night for the Phillies last night. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the WIP Midday Show. No, that is not the voice of Joe Giglio. We have a perhaps equally annoying voice in today. I am your host, Elliot Shore Parks. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Not a great night for the Phillies last night. Excited to get into all that with you guys today. We'll talk Phillies. We'll talk Eagles. But we got to lead with what happened last night. Hugh, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you're going to steal somebody's car, man, at least have a plan.
You don't think this guy had a plan?
I don't think Buddy had a plan, man.
Nah.
I mean, you joyriding, going to the bodega, you know, doing all kinds of nefarious things in somebody else's ride like it's yours. I mean, have a plan.
Yeah, I think especially if you're stealing A.J. Brown's car.
Yeah.
You're going to steal a random car, maybe you got a little more time to figure it out. But when you're stealing A.J. Brown's car, feels like
and
you got to get things
on
going.
The case. Big Don was on the case. Got it done.
Yeah, is
got
there a scary person to have chase you when you're stealing a car than Big Don?
I tell you what, I will say this. It's good to have a friend like Don.
Yes.
You know, it's good to have somebody that is as plugged into a major city like this on your side that knows how to get things done rather expeditiously.
Has some good connections,
yeah,
I would say.
He's connected, he's affiliated, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, it's good to have that.
Well, look, it's good to be with you today. I'm excited to work with you, man. We have not worked together, just me and you, so
no.
I'm excited to do
We've
that.
We've drank together, though.
We have drank together.
Adult beverages.
Well, look, depending how this first segment goes, maybe we'll have a few shots in between. But look, I think today, you talk about having a plan. Feels like the Phillies might need a better plan than what's going on right now. Last night, I mean, you just want to talk about frustrating. And I'm happy to be in today, 215-592-9494, because today to me is such a classic WIP day.
Mm-hmm.
You watched that game last night. It was the most frustrating, like, 3 hours of baseball because they really weren't behind much. Like, they had a chance in that game up until the seventh inning. It's 2-1. Obviously, Kirkren comes in, lets up the big hits. The game explodes. All of a sudden, it's 5-1. And, you know, at that point, I think the alarm bells are going off. So that game last night, obviously now they're 2-8 in their last 10 games against the Mets. Hugh, where are you at right now with your frustration level with this team? Who are you most frustrated with?
You know what's funny, Elliot? Before I get to that, I just want to tell you, you said something this morning when we were in the meeting.
Yeah.
That I didn't think about, and I thought about it a lot after you said it. You talked about the team and how they look lifeless.
Yep.
You know, you talk about that game last night, man, and I'm watching, and I'm looking for Christopher Sanchez, and he's not out there. You know, because I went to a local watering hole, went to go see some people play Quizzo, and you're right. That game was not out of hand. And, you know, Joe Ross was on the mound, and he was doing his thing. Mm. Didn't look bad, and it was 2-1 for the longest. And you said something that at the moment I didn't think about it, but it got me thinking now. And you said that they didn't look like they had any fight in them or something to that effect. They looked lifeless. I put that on the players.
Mm.
You know, you go into this season and you don't change much, but you know that this organization believes in you. You know, there was rumors about trading Bohm, who had a pretty good defensive night last night, you know, made some big plays. You go into this season, they don't change a whole lot. And I remember Bohm echoed the sentiments that he was real grateful that, you know, he could be here.
Yeah.
And get a chance to redeem himself. I'm just using him as an example because I remember that conversation. But the other guys, you knew going into this season that this organization didn't change a whole lot. They didn't move a whole lot of people. They kind of ran it back. And this is what you do. Like you said last night, that game was not out of hand until the seventh inning.
Mm.
And you played like you were timid. Somebody said to me the other day that I think the Mets have the Phillies number. Before that game, I didn't believe it. I kind of believe it now. I kind of believe that now.
Well, I think the Phillies might believe it too,
yeah.
Which is one of the more frustrating things. But you mentioned Christopher Sanchez. I think, too, adding to the level of panic last night was not only are the bats quiet again, but Sanchez has to leave the game. I believe it was after the third inning. Afterwards, he says that he has stiffness in his forearm, which all the baseball experts are telling me that is not what you want to hear, especially when it comes to a pitcher. But Topper did talk about it after the game. Here's what Topper had to say about Sanchez.
It's left forearm tightness. Saw the doc. Not expecting any structural damage. We'll reevaluate. We'll know in the next couple days.
When did you first start complaining of it?
The first I heard of it was after the second inning. I went down and I talked to him and said, how you doing? And he said, usually he goes, oh, I'm good. Or I said, are you all right? And usually he says, yeah, I'm good. And this time he just nodded. I said, tell me what's going on. And he said, I'm just, my arm's a little bit tight. I said, okay, that's it. We're done.
Will he go for an MRI tomorrow?
We'll know more tomorrow.
Yeah, so not encouraging there, especially when you hear about what Sanchez said to Topper. But the good news is it does seem like the initial reporting about his injury is that it seems promising. Sanchez talked after the game and said he felt okay, and then I think we'll know more tomorrow, obviously. But that's concerning with the forearm tightness. Despite the good news, that's still a thing that's up in the air. But I think for me last night, watching this game, look, I have a thing where I see everything through the eyes of the Eagles. It's a team I cover the most. It's mm-hmm. a team I feel like teaches me a lot in terms of, you know, team dynamics and all that. And when I'm watching this game last night, I felt like it was the moment in the Eagles season where they were 2-2. Remember last year, we all know how the season ended. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. They're one of the best teams we've ever seen. They finished 16-1. But there was a point last year where all that was up in the air. They lose that game to the Bucks. Everyone wants Nick fired. Everyone's thinking this thing's going to explode. Jalen's not good enough. He's turning the ball over left and right. And at that moment, it really was a point where you had to decide, do you believe in the team or do you not believe in the team? And at that moment, some people jump ship, for sure, right? But when I look at this Phillies team, what's frustrating to me is I don't think they have the leadership or the players to turn this around. If you look at, I think they have talent, don't get me wrong, but the Eagles have leaders. The Eagles have people that when the going got rough last season, they turned it around. Saquon was big in that. AJ was big in that. Mm-hmm. Brandon Graham was big in that, who we'll talk about in a little bit. But ultimately, when you said, you know, you talk about lifeless, right? That team last night, it was 2-1. It was not a game that was out of control. But time and time again with this Phillies team, not just this season, but overall, when the going gets tough, we don't see them respond. They're up in the World Series. They blow that. They get no hit. They lose game 6 and 7 at home to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Last year against the Mets, they're almost a complete no-show in that playoff series. And now things are getting tough. You have the Mets again. You've lost the first two to them. Today at 1 o'clock is a massive game, in my opinion. But what I'm looking for today is, are they going to show any fight? And so when you ask me, like, who am I most frustrated with? For me, it's the players. I hear so much blame on Topper. I hear so much blame on Dombrowski. They have one of the highest payrolls in baseball, and they have a group of guys that I've seen do it. I've seen them go to the World Series. I've seen them win playoff series. Yes, they ultimately have not gotten the job done, and they do come up small in big spots, but they have won big games. And so when I'm watching this team last night, I'm looking at them. It's like, Bryce, it's 2-1. Castellanos, it's 2-1. Why are you swinging on that pitch? My concern is with this team, do they have it in them? Are they tough enough to rebound from this? Because I know with the Eagles last year, there was a moment where they had to be resilient.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the Phillies, that's their moment. Like today, the beginning of today, 1 o'clock, when they start, this is their moment to show if they're resilient or not. And that's my main frustration is I remember when these guys, I remember being at a playoff game at Citizens Bank Park, and the game starts, and they run out. The lights are going crazy. Fans are going crazy. And I was looking at these players like, these guys are rock stars. And I had the utmost faith in them. But now, they don't look anything. They look like a shell of that team. So my frustration, and again, want to know where everyone else is at, 215-592-9494. My frustration is that these players, I don't sense the leadership or like the winning qualities that I used to see in them.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Look at that.
No, I got distracted a little bit.
Can you not?
No.
We have a show to do.
No, I got distracted a little bit. I'm with you, Elliot. I think about this. When Bryce Harper got here, and I'm not just picking on him, but he's the face of the franchise. He's the guy that, when you look at this squad and you talk about the things that are going on, I know his is only one at-bat and it's different than football, but he's the guy that people look at when they look at this team and want them to rally. Mm-hmm. He's gotten a little bit of a pass in all this, in my opinion. And like I said, again, I know it's different because it's baseball. But it's interesting to me that people automatically, when things like this happen, they want to point to Topper. They want to point to Topper's lack of showing emotion and things like that when things are bad. But when you have a guy, in my opinion, that's on this squad and makes as many – air quote decisions, right, as Bryce makes, how does he get a pass when things like this happen? Especially when you've made it clear that you ran this back and you didn't change anything, and he's a part of that. He has to be the one in the locker room that rallies those troops. And then I think Topper follows his steps when he does stuff like that. But Bryce has to be the catalyst in this situation.
Well, I think it's interesting that when we look at leaders of other teams, right? Like, we talk about Jalen. We talk about used to be Joel. I know that situation's pretty broken now. But those guys, right? We so often put the performance of their teams on them to the point where Jalen is Super Bowl MVP and he's still getting criticized, right? But with Bryce, it doesn't feel like that's always the case.
It's not.
And two nights ago, this wasn't last night, but two nights ago, Stott hits the home run to pull him within one run. And then Bryce gets up there and strikes out on, I think it was like three pitches, right?
Hero ball.
But that's why my frustration is with the players. It's not with Topper. It's not with Dombrowski. It's with the players. Because this reminds me of, remember the Eagles collapse in 2023 when we all talked about how the coaching staff was the problem. It wasn't the players. It was the coaching staff. It's not like the Phillies players are being told the wrong thing. Like, they know not to swing at pitches out of the zone. They know it's been an emphasis. And we saw in spring training, they did put an emphasis on that. But when push comes to shove, when the lights are on, it's the bottom or top of the ninth in New York, Bryce is just swinging up there willy-nilly. He's just swinging at whatever. So that's why when I look at how can this turn around, for me, it is on the players. Like, yes, do they need to go make a move? Of course. I think they need bullpen help. But they have the talent there to get the job done. And I'm so sick of online seeing like, oh, it's Topper. Like, yes, Topper could do a better job. I think at times this year he's been a bit panicky with some of the moves he's made. They've made a lot of like lineup changes. But the players are still good enough to get this job done. And right now, they're not performing at the level they are being paid to perform at.
Yeah, and that's a problem. Because last night, like I said, when you mentioned the way you mentioned it, that was something that stuck out to me. Because I didn't think about that. Because watching the game and not seeing Sanchez out there, there was still a chance.
Yeah.
There was still a chance. Ross gave you a chance. And the bats were quiet. That, to me, is on the players. It's only so much yelling and screaming that a manager could do. And I know a lot of people love to see that when they watch baseball, to see the manager getting all up in people's face and being all animated. But at the end of the day, players got to play, man.
Well, and also with this team, I mean, you played on a team with leaders. Like, you guys said, and you were one of them. Like, there were leaders on that team. Who's the leader on this Phillies team? Bryce doesn't strike me as a leader. He strikes me as a comes in, does it the right way, and hopes people follow. Schwarber, I think maybe leadership, but Castellanos, to me, doesn't seem like a leader. Trey Turner, definitely not a leader. And then you get to the, you know, Bohm, Stotts, those guys. They need somebody in that locker room of importance.
Major league buddies. They don't need to be major league buddies.
Well, it speaks to what I think the issue has been with this team in big moments is like they don't have any accountability amongst themselves. Like when Bryce swings at those pitches two nights ago, who's getting in his face about that? Think about the Eagles this year when things got bad, when they were 2-2, but even later in the year, when the passing game wasn't good enough, AJ went to the press and said, the passing game is not good enough.
That was more out of frustration.
It was, but at least he showed frustration and addressed the problem, and then the passing game was better the next week. When's the last time, and maybe I missed it, but someone on the Phillies, a player, called out somebody else? Or there was shots in the media, and look, I'm not like advocating for it, but it would be nice to see Bryce or somebody say something like, yeah, they can't swing at those pitches. Or we talked about it, we're just not doing it.
Bryce did do the name on the front, not the name on the back thing.
He runs around the bases and holds up three.
No, and didn't somebody throw shade at Taiwan when they were talking about, or was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but throwing,
was it,
throwing shade at Taiwan is like, you know.
I mean, I'm trying to, it's the equivalent
of. It's like
of,
blaming Jahan Dotson.
No, but I mean, it's kind of the equivalent of calling people out. I don't think. When I think of baseball, I don't think that they're in-your-face type guys like that. I don't think they do that.
But doesn't it feel like that's what they need right now? This team seems lackadaisical. They seem somewhat disinterested. And they just seem like it's crashing around them, and I don't sense any fight or fire from them.
See, this is where I can't, it's out of my depth because in an NFL locker room, for example, if you call your teammate out, they might get upset, and you guys might, you know, have a little moment where y'all, you know, have a little tete-a-tete. But at the end of the day, you let it go because you know you have to depend on that person
right. To
help you win the game. If it's an offensive, defense player, you're going to need that guy. I think in baseball, to an extent, it's a little bit more individualized where guys like, I don't really care, something like that. Because, you know, when you're up there at bat, it's on you. And when you're in outfield, it's kind of on you, too, even though you're working in concert with everybody else.
But
it's still kind of on
you.
I've
also heard, and Jack in the afternoon show says this, like the idea of passing the baton. Like this team needs to work right now where they're
you're
not playing.
You're talking about at the plate.
At the plate, exactly. Yeah. Like where they're not going up there and just swinging for themselves. And so I agree with you that baseball is more of an individualized sport in the way that it's different, right? Like with football and the passing game, all 11 players have to be on the same page for that play to work for the most part. And I know that's not the case with baseball. But when your whole thing is going to be passing the baton and like getting the next guy to the plate, and then in the biggest moments you don't do those things, it just feels like a lack of leadership and accountability to me.
Like Kyle could say, like when Bryce was up there playing hero ball, Kyle said, "Hey man, I'm behind you to protect."
Exactly.
You.
The reason they moved Schwarber
is to protect you.
Exactly. So that's definitely my main frustration. But I definitely want to hear from everybody. 215-592-9494. Before we get into that though. This quote also bothered me just a little bit, and it is Dombrowski talking about the bullpen. And I just, well, I'll play it and see what you guys think. So here's Dombrowski on the bullpen.
They just have to pitch better. I mean, we're in a spot from the right-hand side. Jordan Romano, who we like a lot when we signed him,
thank goodness he's healthy. His velocity is good, but he's going to have to start pitching better, and Ross is going to have to pitch a little bit better, and Ruiz is going to have to pitch a little bit better. Hernandez is a little bit different spot. He was kind of added as the extra guy, but he needs to pitch a little bit better, too. So you just really have to go out then and pitch more consistently to get outs. I mean, they haven't missed a lot of bats out there so far. That's not always a necessity, but overall as a group, those guys just haven't really performed like we need them to do so, and they have to go out there. If we're going to be better, one or two of them are going to have to step up and be better on a consistent basis, because you need more people to pitch at the back end of the game.
You know what I heard, Elliot, and I'm curious because I saw Kyle over there making faces. Can't wait to hear.
I know
what Kyle,
Kyle's like sitting in the bullpen.
Kyle's waiting for his moment, but you know what I like? He's not lying. He's not lying. But here's the thing, and this is where context matters. We've heard that for the last couple seasons, and as fans of this baseball team, it was okay when you were progressing.
Yeah,
when it felt like you were progressing. But now it feels like you're regressing, and you keep saying the same things over. It's almost like being in a relationship, right? And your significant other is mad at you because she says you stay out too late. And you tell her every night, hey, I'm going to be home earlier.
Yeah.
And initially you start coming home earlier, but by the end of the week, you're back to your old habits.
Yeah, it was performative at the beginning.
Yeah, and now you're saying the same things. They don't carry the same weight anymore because the words that you're saying, although they might be true, you don't see any progress when it comes to that bullpen.
Well, and also, like Dombrowski, man, why are you ripping your own players? Like,
ones you picked.
Right, and also, so this year, Jalen was turning the ball over left and right to start the year. Nick Sirianni got up there and took blame for those interceptions. Last year against Seattle, when he threw that interception, Nick got up there and lied about it. So this to me, again, like Dombrowski, I like that he's calling out people to an extent, but he shouldn't be the one doing it. There needs to be better leadership on this team. Kyle, I feel like I've waited too long to get to you. Where are you at with this team?
Well, I just feel like we can yell about these players not performing until we're blue in the face. And we will. I'm frustrated with the players too. But maybe the mistake, guys, was trusting that this was the group that was going to be able to just, you know, do this. I mean, it's the same group from last year. And to double down on them going into this year, I think, is the biggest mistake. Like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We've been fooled like three times in a row watching this team do the same thing, end the season the same exact way. So, like, anyone with a brain went into this offseason knowing that this team needed a change. Like, I get that Bryce and Trey aren't being the guys that we paid them to be, at least this season. Bryce has been in the past. Trey isn't. The other guys at the bottom of the order, like, the outfield still stinks. Castellanos is just as streaky as ever. And Alec Bohm, all those guys, like, the bullpen, they let Jeff Hoffman go this offseason, who's pitching like a 1.13 ERA with the Blue Jays.
And has some swagger.
And I love his swagger. And they brought in a guy with negative swagger in Jordan Romano for just like a few bucks cheaper than Jeff Hoffman. So, like, it just felt like there was an obvious hole on this team going into the season, and they failed to address it. Like, I equate it to this. If the Eagles had a god-awful secondary, and they trotted James Bradbury out there with no fix the very next season, are we just going to keep screaming about James Bradbury? Yes. But at the same time, whose fault is it for not doing anything about that area, that hole? Like, that's on Howie Roseman if that happens. Yeah. So, like, I understand this whole thing with the players, but, like, this was so obvious to everybody that this team needed a shakeup, and Dave Dombrowski didn't do it. So my biggest frustration right now is very clearly with upper management.
215-592-9494. Frustrating day for the Phillies. Who are you most frustrated with as this season that started off good is in a bit of a rut here? Let's go to the phones, and let's talk to one of my favorite callers you guys get all the time. Let's go to Chris in Middleton. Chris, what up? How you doing?
Middleton.
Unbelievable. I have Middleton on the brand.
Lock in, ESP.
I'm trying. My first time with the wheels, you know?
Happy home day!
What's going on, man?
What up? So who are you frustrated with, man?
It's a lot going on today, man. It's a Wednesday. Yeah. We're a little punch drunk from, you know, what we saw last night. Yeah, it's going to take us a
roaring start here. I blame the circus.
ringmaster, Hugh Dombrowski.
What I do?
That's who I am.
Wait a minute. Why I get pulled into this?
Company man, Hugh Douglas.
Oh, I'm never going to live that.
Yesterday, he stole your notes, and that's what we're hearing. We're hearing flip-flopping. We're hearing company man speak. All of the above coming out of Dombrowski. Guys, he built this team and assembled these players. And you know what? Sorry, guys. Bryce is also responsible. You hit the nail on the head with this. You were right. He pushed for certain contracts. He was the one that said, re-sign Rumoto. And now we're on the tail end of this contract and watching the pain at the plate. He pushed for Turner. This are the guys he wanted. This guy, you guys just said this, came out and had the gall to say, we play for the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. And then days later comes out with a blue bat, and it's all about him and his announcement of who his child's going to be, and strikes out. And you know what? You want to talk about a company man and not a name on the back guy? Mookie Betts won 6 gold gloves as an outfielder, and he's playing shortstop. You don't hear Mookie complaining. You don't hear Mookie whining and saying anything. That's what a real team leader looks like. Bryce, I love you, and I carried your flag and your torch for a long time. You know what, buddy? Lock in, because it's about over. Your legacy is going to look more about you being selfish and you dictating. You coming out saying, oh, I'll go out to the outfield, but it's got to be a first baseman I approve of. It's got to be somebody I want. And you know what? At the end of the day, here's what where this comes down to, guys. All of this stuff went on and was unchecked because at the end of the day, I blame the guy that ESP had the Freudian slip with. Mr. Middleton, I see you. You paid Bryce. You emboldened him to let him do whatever he wants. You hired Ringmaster Dombrowski. You hired Topper. I blame you. The buck stops with you.
Well, Chris, no, wake I mean... up. Great point. And look, thanks so much for the call, man. We're up against it. I got you late. That's my bad. But thank you for calling in, man. I would say, too, what he just said there. Like, 2 years ago, no one ripped this Phillies team. I thought they were, like, above criticism. Now Bryce is starting to get it. You hear Middleton there, Mr. I want my trophy back. People are turning on him.
Yeah, because he didn't do anything this offseason.
So I do think the tide is turning, and I'll be really curious to see how resilient they can be against that. So we'll take more calls on this on the other side. 215-592-9494. Get in. It's a WIP day to vent about the Phillies. But also, Jason Kelce on the morning show, he talked about the Phillies from his perspective. And I thought he made a really interesting comparison to last year's Eagles. So we'll get into that on the other side. This is the WIP Midday Show.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.